Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Every Sunday, I'm joined by Adam Cheek to recap the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. This weekend's race, we're racing at Sin City. Adam, thanks for joining us this evening. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And you know one person that is better than the both of us? Well, I think his name is Kyle Larson. I mean, after getting fired from Chip Ganassi Racing for saying a racial slurs last April, he got a new ride for 2021 with Hendrick Motorsports. And now it only took four races for the superstar in the dirt world to get the job done and get back to victory lane in his new number five car. Adam, how do you feel Larson's win will be received by the fan base? And will more sponsors now jump on board for him? Or is it still too soon?
So I think there's going to be a pretty divided reaction every which way. There's some people elated that he won. There's people that are ho-hum on the win, and maybe some that feel torn. Maybe he was their favorite driver and they feel kind of weird about rooting for him again, and they're not sure how to feel. He certainly made efforts away from the sport in the wake of using that racial slur, but it's certainly going to be a divided reaction. And just from seeing Twitter in the few hours since he won, it already is. And sponsor wise, I think it might be a little too soon. Just the one win, it was a dominant win for sure, but I think maybe if he gets a few more this year, which after today's performance I think is pretty likely, but I don't think that sponsorship money is going to come rolling in quite yet.
Adam, one driver that has not had a good season, well, that was a driver that we had high expectations for, Bubba Wallace. After a dismal day, and well, let's be honest, a dismal season, it's been a rough go for the driver of the number 23 car. Adam, are we setting too high of expectations for Bubba and the 23 team at the start of the year? And how worried are you about their performance?
Yeah, it's been a rough first few races for Bubba, but I don't think I'm at DEFCON 1 just yet. Maybe DEFCON 4, you know, just a little bit worried. But
is that a Star Wars reference? I'm not a big Star Wars fan, so I'm not really sure.
No, but the military has them, but I did have to check and make sure DEFCON 5 was not the worst one, just to be sure.
Okay.
But, yeah, maybe DEFCON 4, but just a little bit worried. But it's a new team. 23XI Racing's new to the Cup Series. Bubba's new to the team. You got to let everything kind of settle in, and I'm not terribly worried just yet. I think 6 races in, 9 races in, 12 races in, some exact fraction of the season under their belts might be a good point for reevaluation, though.
Another driver that has been having a tough 2021 season, well, that'll be this afternoon's pole setter in Kevin Harvick. In 2020, Harvick lost 3 laps the entire year. Today, last year's most dominant driver, well, he lost a lap at a track he led 92 laps ago. In fact, none of the Stewart Haas Racing's 4 cars, they cracked the top 10 at Vegas, and only one, Harvick, is in playoff contention just 4 races in. Adam, what appears to be the problem? Is there cause for concern at Stewart Haas?
For Harvick, I think it just might have been an off day. I expect them to return to form at Phoenix, where Harvick typically shines. He's usually a favorite every time they go. He did have that tire rub, but it could have just been where that little setback threw off their entire day or plan or what have you. But in 4 races across 4 drivers so far in 2021, a total of 16 total results, there are 3 top 10 finishes. All of those are courtesy of Harvick, outside who got top 3s to start the season in the first 3 races. And I don't know, I'm not sure about Almirola and Custer just yet. I think Briscoe is still settling in. Harvick, I think it was just an off day, and we'll see him return to form next week at Phoenix.
Adam, it's always a pleasure, buddy. Let's chat next week to recap Phoenix.
Yep, see you in the desert, Brian.
Adam Cheek for FrontStretch.com, and that will conclude this episode of Stock Car Scoops. Of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. Like always, you can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch. Follow Adam on Twitter at Adam N. Cheek, and follow yours truly at the Brian Nolan. And for all the latest for recaps, analysis from Sin City, check out FrontStretch.com. For Adam and everybody here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.